In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My dear brothers and sisters, our Lord God has created you and me in his own image and likeness. And on the day of our baptism, he has made a covenant to you and me, saying, I am a beloved father and you are my beloved children. So to say, on the day of our baptism, our spiritual journey began. And to grow in a spiritual journey, to always remain the image and likeness of God required from our part is, I'm always focused on God, God who is my creator, and not on the creatures. I'm really focused on God always. I grow in my spiritual life. I grow in my virtues. Always peace, serenity within me. When I'm focused on the creatures, with my undue attachments, I fall in sin, always remain the state of sin.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Abraham bowed to the ground and God said to him, Here, now is my covenant with you. You shall become the father of a multitude of nations. You shall no longer be called Abraham. You shall be called Abraham, for I will make you father of a multitude of nations. I will make you most fruitful. I will make you into nations, and you shall be the issue to the kings. I will establish my covenant between myself and you, and your descendants after you, generations after generations, a covenant in perpetuity to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you the land you are living in, the whole land of Canaan, to own in perpetuity, and I will be your God. God said to Abraham, You, on your part, shall maintain my covenant, yourself and your descendants after you, generation after generation. This is the word of the Lord.
So wonderful, Jesus is so wonderful. God's love is so wonderful, so wonderful for you and for me. God's love is so wonderful. So wonderful, God's love is so wonderful, so wonderful for you and for me. God is always kind when you're lonely, keeping closer to your heart. He will give you peace, he will give you rest, if you have his love in your heart. God's love is so wonderful, Jesus is so wonderful. So wonderful, so wonderful for you and for me. Put your trust in God, everybody, every day and every hour. He will give you joy, he will give so wonderful, Jesus is so wonderful. God's love is so wonderful. So wonderful for you and for me.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews, I tell you most solemnly, whoever keeps my word will never see death. The Jews said, Now we know for certain that you are possessed. Abraham is dead and the prophets are dead, and yet you say, Whoever keeps my word will never know the taste of death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? The prophets are dead too. Who are you claiming to be? Jesus answered, If I were to seek my own glory, that would be no glory at all. My glory is conferred by the Father, by the one of whom you say he is our God, although you do not know him, but I know him. And if I were to say, I do not know him, I should be a liar, as you are liars yourself. But I do know him, and I faithfully keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to think that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. The Jews then said, You are not 50 yet, and you have seen Abraham. Jesus replied, I tell you most solemnly, before Abraham ever was, I am. And this, they picked up stones to throw at him. But Jesus hid himself and left the temple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear brothers and sisters, the first reading of today, we saw God making a covenant with Abraham. What is a covenant? Covenant is a promise of the restoration of the broken relationship between God and man. Due to the broken relationship, man lost sight of God, lost sight of the life in God, lost the true joy, the true happiness, because due to his sin, he no longer focused on God. His focus was on the creatures, on persons, and on things. But with the restoration, man once again begins to enjoy the life in God, begins to be joyful and happy and content with life. As blessed Pope John Paul II would say, the original harmony, the original bliss which Adam and Eve enjoyed before the fall. And in Genesis 17 we read, I will make a covenant in my flesh. And in these days' readings, yesterday's gospel, we heard, If you remain in my word, you will be my true disciples. You will know the truth, and truth will set you free. If you remain in my words, you will be my true disciples. You will know the truth, and truth will set you free. And today's gospel we read, If you remain in my word, you will not face death. So to say, a journey from death to life. So my dear brothers and sisters, this restoration takes place in two ways, through the word and through the flesh. Through the word of God, and the flesh, the body and blood of Christ as a Eucharist. Through the word, I become aware of my very own self. Through the word, God enlightens me, my very own self. I have the knowledge of myself, who I am, my failures, my infirmities, my frailties. God enlightens me. But this is more at the knowledge level, at the image level. I don't have the strength to move on. It requires the strength to move on. And this strength I get the flesh, that is the Eucharist. God strengthens me to move on with my life. God strengthens me to be faithful to the word. To the word I accept in faith. To the Eucharist I accept in faith, and my spiritual journey continues. To the word and through the Eucharist, God purifies me that I may be able to experience the kingdom of God and grow in the kingdom of God. We always say, no, that is in your blood, you will not change. Raktanasa tu sudarsonai. It's in your blood, you will not change. What is in my blood, I've got deep within me, and I struggle and I find difficult to come out of it. My own sins, my addictions, my limitations. Because I'm attached to the world, I'm attached to my flesh. If I really want this purification to take place, really want to be purified completely, what is important is I being focused not on the world, rather being focused more on the Word of God. Being focused not on my flesh, but be more focused on the flesh of Jesus as Eucharist. The more I focus on the Word of God, the more I focus on the Eucharist, you see, God purifies me. Because in our spiritual journey, we require this active purification and the passive purification. Active purification, which I am aware of my own limitation, more at the conscious level. And the passive purification, more the unconscious level, which I am not aware, is purely the work of God. God knows it. What I have to do is, my own purification, I need to sit down before God in prayer. Through prayer, God purifies me. I may not be able to pray at all distractions, all temptations, but I will sit down for prayer. And once I sit down for prayer, you see, God's grace takes control of my soul. God's Spirit takes control of my soul, and God slowly purifies me, and that restoration takes place, that transformation takes place in my life. Just like we go to the blacksmith, a disfigured iron piece, the blacksmith puts in the fire, is it not? As a slow process, he slowly and slowly heats that iron piece, and slowly becomes red and keeps on banging, gives a proper shape. Same way, I become aware of my own disfigured life, where your Word of God enlightens me. This is what I am, a disfigured. God created me with his own image and likeness. But I have disfigured myself because of my focus not being on the Creator, but on the creatures, my attachment to worldly things. I have disfigured myself. And by this, what I need to do is every day, I need to put myself in the hands of God, who is a fire, who slowly takes control of my life, and slowly, he starts transforming me. And this transformation takes place every day in my life through the Word, through Eucharist, and much more to my very own personal prayer. What is important is, if I really want to have this restoration of my life and grow every day in the image and likeness of God, and having a desire to experience the kingdom of God and totally set free from the bondage of sin, every day, I need to take heed to listen to the Word of God and much more the Eucharistic celebration. You'll see how God purifies me, transforms me, and restores back what I've lost, makes me experience the kingdom of God and to grow in the kingdom values. But what is important is, I need to be focused on God, who is the Creator, who has created me, and not be attached to worldly things, worldly persons, and being focused more on the creatures. The choice is yours, my dear brothers and sisters. If I really want to be happy, don't have the peace of mind, the true serenity within me, what is important is I need to be close to my Creator, God who has created me in his own image and likeness. And for this every day, I need to take recourse to the Word of God and the Eucharist and much more to my prayer life. Let's pray for this grace. God may enlighten me and I may cooperate with him. No matter with all my struggles, all my distractions, all my temptations, I'll give time for my prayer. I'll give time to read the Word of God and also give importance to the Eucharist in my day-to-day living as a Christian.